Zach Meir, and I'm speaking with Luca Baduli, who's the CEO and director of Codaloof Limited. We're going to be discussing Madagascar Oil, which is a private investor sort of favorite in terms of exploration stocks. What's your view on the company?
Well, Madagascar Oil is a very interesting oil and gas company operating, as the name says, in Madagascar. It is an incredibly interesting asset, very undervalued, with massive oil and gas reserves. It's probably one of the last elephant fields left in private hands in the world.
And what is, I mean, obviously there are plenty of fields around the world, but there is, you know, the costs are prohibitive. They're in difficult places in terms of politics. Is this the last, as you were saying, elephant field which is actually reasonably accessible and reasonably economic as well?
I would say Madagascar oil fields are not easy to access for a number of reasons, primarily weather-related. And the political situation in Madagascar, as indeed in most other countries and jurisdictions where oil fields or where the last large oil resources are located, are not necessarily easy to navigate. However, the country is very stable in his own way, and desperately needs exploration and successful exploration of oil resources.
In terms of the current situation of the company, I think we just had news that there was the 25-year license was approved. This sounds like a significant turning point. Is it as significant as it sounds?
Yes, it is very significant. There has been a massive amount of work done by the company to achieve these results. The actual license is 25 years. It creates the stability the company needs to undergo the necessary long-term investments to exploit the resources.
And in terms of the cost of extraction, is that going to be, I mean, how is that going to be handled by the company?
The cost of extraction is obviously high. However, the net present value of the project for every oil alone is very positive. In my view, upon our own direct calculations, not the company's, it could be many hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right. I mean, I actually attended, I did my homework on this. I actually attended a presentation on the company a couple of weeks back, and I think the CEO suggested that even at $40 a barrel, this would not, you know, this would be a very attractive, let's say, business proposition.
Yes, we believe it is very attractive, even at $40 a barrel. And additionally, the company in the concessions has a considerable number of prospects that could be prove incredibly valuable with massive additional reserves.
The share price, I think, is sort of 7-8p, something like that at the moment. It did jump on the licensing news. Is there any way that the value of the company can be estimated at this time, or the sort of the end value of the company can be estimated at this time?
Well, I have to.
$64,000 question. But
it is not a very difficult question. In fact, we believe that the stock price has nothing to do with reality here. 94% of the capital is owned by really 4 shareholders. There is no float. And so the stock market valuation has nothing to do with the reality of the business. This is almost a private company for all intent and purposes with a tiny float. So the tiny float is not an expression of the value of the company in any way or manner.
Luca Baduli, CEO of Codaloof Limited, thank you very much for speaking with us today.